Spring has sprung and you need to celebrate with a new MyPillow. With its patented interlocking fill, you can easily adjust your MyPillow to your individual needs. And now Mike's added brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you more comfortable throughout the night. Plus, MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. There's never been a better time to get the MyPillow 2.0 than right now when it's 50% off. You can also get the extraordinary Giza Dream Sheets starting at just $29.99. Made from the world's best cotton from a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, the Giza Dream Sheets feature a sateen weave, giving them a luxurious finish. We own several sets, and they are fantastic. And you can get them for a limited time at an extremely low price with promo code REGULARJOE. Visit MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE to shop the best deals on MyPillow's complete line of products and get the lowest prices when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Happy Friday, a Freedom Friday, that is, to one and all. Joe Giganti, your regular Joe here with you. Now, I've got a couple stories that center around the radical LGBTQ effort to indoctrinate our children. And this is of some import because it goes back to what I just said about Sherry Curry from The Runaways, where one of the things she listed is doing harm to our children. And this is a real issue. And one of the things, I mean, again, border is number one or number two, economy, number one, number two, education is high in the top five of all the all important issues. All of this, by the way, I want to take a moment to put, you know, I'll call it a positive spin, if you will, onto a lot of what we have had to survive and live through in these past four and a half years. And I'm going back into the Trump administration because I'm speaking of COVID is kind of where it began for me. And what I mean by this is we have endured attacks on our freedom and liberty like we have never seen in our country. We look at the lawfare, the political persecution, and election interference going on a daily basis in the presidential election. We get lectured by weak-kneed Republicans about the need for unity, which always means moving towards the center, center-left, as some kind of a solution that's never actually been a workable solution. It's kind of what's odd about it, right? It was never really a workable solution. Nobody can give you an example of where it helped, where it worked. So it begs the question, again, why? Why did they do that? We look at what they're doing by allowing men to change in locker rooms with women because they identify as women and all this other nonsense. I mean, just down the road from our studios here in Studio 76, or down the road, though, in Oshkosh, you have what is clearly a man barely even trying to dress like a woman being allowed to change in the women's locker room because of this self-identified nonsense that we're somehow supposed to believe is real. There's a story, and that's the one I've got to pull from the stack. I had it from a few days ago, where you have this so-called excuse me, educational organization that's bringing science forward, and it's nothing but thinly veiled LGBTQ 97.25+. I can't say R2-D2 because every time I do, some of the regulars point out that R2-D2 is not gay. I didn't say he was. Is it going to be anywhere on the spectrum? But either way, pushing this on children in the least suspecting ways in a lot of cases. And it's being done chapter and verse. And then you have this story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, where parents were quite angry last week when a scantily clad drag queen performed at a New Mexico high school senior prom. Now, here's in all seriousness, I know, don't try to make any sense, right? Don't try to make sense out of utter nonsense and perversion, but let's just play this game and say that it is normal. Well, if that's normal, then striptease would be normal. Why don't they ever have strippers at senior proms? Think about it. You'd be outraged. You should. And before I go into this, Charlie just reminded me, I didn't finish the thought on the positive perspective to see all this. And that is this. All of it is waking people up, and it's shifting how people react to this, how people are engaging to it, how many people are even aware of it. That's the good thing we have to see in all of this. Whether it's the New York construction worker who has a two-word message to Joe Biden, whether it's the alt-punk rocker from the 70s, look at even a J.K. Rowling, doesn't count, she's not going to vote in America, she's not American, but still, you see this across the board, even to some degree, Bill Maher. Now, again, I know Bill Maher is never going to hold his nose and vote Republican. Doesn't matter. All of these people have huge followings that are paying attention. In one way or the other, they're being told for the first time, it's okay to be outraged by this. And then it's being pointed out so much at this point. Now, some will argue that this is a triangulation. They put their people out there, they seem equally outraged, and they triangulate the emotions to then, at the last minute, to come in with the punch and be like, well, but we got to give Joe another chance. Give Biden another chance. He's going to fix this. It's not going to play. The problem here is you have 4 years of Trump and 4 years, almost 4 years, of Biden, and they're back to back. It's not Joe Biden versus the unknown. It's Joe Biden versus the known. And in every poll that you look at, that known is much more liked and missed than anything Joe Biden has done. Now, if you take 100% of the people some of these celebrities influence, will 100% go our way? Of course not. We don't need them to. We need like 10%. We get 20 to 30% of them, and you have a landslide. You get 40 to 50% of them, and it will be too big to rig, without question. And I do think, again, not a foregone conclusion, but I do think that it's possible. And this comes to the bigger matter in all of this, which is why. The why matters. The why matters in how this is failing. Everything they have done to try to stop Donald Trump, every time they think they have the smoking gun, they have the moment, they have established their victory. And on times, let's be clear, it seemed like that was the case. Yet every time it has crumbled. Now, I know for the liberals that listen, I can say this as explicitly as possible, and they will still twist and turn it, because that's what they do. That's who they are. But I want to be clear. Donald Trump is not a prophet. Donald Trump is a human being, flawed like every one of us. He is a sinful man. I'm a sinful man. I'm not casting any aspersions. That's not why it always crumbles, because he's some hand-touched prophet of God. Now, I do think that God takes anyone, good, bad, indifferent, in terms of when his plan is playing out, those that will cooperate with him. If you go through the Bible, he usually picks the screw-ups, right? Peter was a screw-up. That's why, but yet he entrusted his church to him. Moses literally said, no, you don't want me. Take my brother Aaron. And God was like, I know what I'm doing. I want you. So he does use imperfect vessels. But that, again, doesn't mean everyone's a prophet. We don't have to formalize this, right? But it's a very simple thing. Magna est veritas et praevalebit. Truth is mighty and will prevail. Not because I say it's true, or Donald Trump says it's true, or Charlie the producer says it's true. Truth is universal. It's an absolute. And what's happening in all of these cases, as they serve an agenda that is evil, evil is never synonymous with truth. Evil is synonymous with the purveyor of all lies. I've said it and I'll say it again. Our battle is not Democrat versus Republican. It's not conservative versus liberal. It's good versus evil, which is, of course, ultimately the battle that's been waged in all of time, which is God versus the devil. And you need to choose wisely what side you'll be on. And God prevails over any human being. There's nobody higher in the pecking order than God himself. And he will not be mocked. And the things that these leftist progressives are doing mocks God. When you tell a little boy he can cut his ding-dang off and become a girl, you are mocking God. You can say whatever you want about it being gender-affirming and all these wonderful colloquial terms that are meant to make it look and sound wonderful. At the end of the day, it doesn't change the truth. You can say it's a clump of cells, but when you advocate for the wholesale murder of unborn children, you are advocating evil. When you advocate policies that would destroy the great republic that is the United States, a bastion of freedom and liberty for nearly 250 years, you are choosing evil. So when you do these things, they wage the campaigns. They often seem like they're on the way to victory, only for it to crumble because truth is mighty and prevails. Again, not because it's Donald Trump. It could be plug in anybody that they're doing it to for these reasons in these ways. The reason why this court case in New York, the so-called hush money trial, is absolutely crumbling is because there's no trial. There is no, they can't even tell you what the crime is. They're prosecuting somebody and they haven't defined the crime. The best they can come up with would be a misdemeanor that the statute of limitations was up on several years ago. Yesterday, they had the publisher of the National Enquirer testifying, and then I had someone send me a local news report where literally the anchor lied through her teeth, saying that he had testified he knew what he was doing was illegal. The so-called catch-and-kill schemes, 1,000% legal. There's nothing illegal about signing an NDA and paying money for the NDA in exchange for whatever non-disclosure that you're signing on for. But yet they've gotten so desperate, they out and out lie. And even then people see through it. That's why that construction worker, hearing what he has to say is so important. That's why hearing what Sherry Curry has to say is so important, because it's telling you that no matter how much evil tries to triumph, it ultimately cannot. It crumbles against truth. And that doesn't make it better in the sense that, like, oh, we should just have a, you know, the happy-go-lucky edit. No, we have to dig in, stand up for the truth, and fight back each and every day, just like Donald Trump is. But it should also give you heart that we're seeing this, that time and again, as time has gone on, every one of these assaults from COVID and the horrible side effects of the jab, the lies of the Scarf Queen and of Der Fauci and so many others, all being exposed right now, all being laid bare. When it comes to Russia collusion and the pencil neck in California, all of those lies being exposed and laid to bare. And yes, even in these political persecutions, these banana republic attempts to silence Joe Biden's number one political opponent, the harder they push, the more it all starts to crumble around them. And they can't figure out why. They should probably listen to the show more, because I just explained exactly why. They try to tie it to the man. That's their mistake. It doesn't matter. It's not about the man. It's about what is good, true, and beautiful. That is what wins.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.